Weather allergy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. Showers and thunderstorms for tonight with a low around 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 88. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low around 70. And for Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue with a high near 93. I'm meteorologist Emily Chipman. Currently, it's 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers continues to struggle with COVID-19. AEM represents 12% of the U.S. manufacturing sector, and they're still adjusting to challenging and changing economic conditions. Roughly 75% of U.S. equipment manufacturers say the impact of COVID-19 on the overall economy is still very negative. As many as 60% of industry executives say that the federal government has not done enough to support the industry as it continues to face a decline in demand and supply chain disruptions. Dennis Slater is the president of AEM, and he said COVID-19 continues to negatively impact equipment manufacturers and the 2.8 million men and women in the industry. He said we've seen some improvements to the operations and financial outlook of the member companies, but the industry still faces a long road back to normal. He says even as the industry continues to build, feed, and power the country, there's far too many of the member companies running out of time. Many equipment executives say they're still struggling to keep workers on the job, 80% of them admitting that they won't be able to rehire workers that were laid off earlier this year. The head of the National Farmers Union blasting the EPA, calling it a barrier for reducing greenhouse gases and biofuels. Rob LaRue, the president of the National Farmers Union, said the EPA has been the primary barrier to a lot of additional success that they can have in reducing greenhouse gases in the ethanol industry. He said the story for grain-based ethanol in general is that EPA continues to be a barrier, not only because of the waivers they've issued, but also the barriers against higher blends. His comments come during a Senate hearing that took place days after the EPA said it had received 52 new petitions from oil refiners asking for retroactive exemptions to requirements they blend biofuels into their products. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Going back to school for the fall semester is still a lingering concern for teachers, administrators, and parents as the coronavirus continues to linger and a potential second wave is on the top of everybody's mind. And the big question is, will students and teachers have to wear masks come the fall semester?
We know that it kind of reduces the spread if we're indoors, so I really want the kids to be wearing masks, and teachers will probably be wearing masks too, but I really don't know. I can't imagine that a kindergartner is going to keep it on for a solid 8 hours.
That was Jen Christensen, a teacher in Overland Park on KSN News. So far, school boards across the state are considering their plans for the fall semester and will release their guidelines in the next few weeks. In other news, authorities have identified a 13-year-old boy who died after he was hit by a grain truck while riding his bike in Marion County. Cake News reports the event happened about noon yesterday. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the boy was riding his bike on the sidewalk when the truck turned eastbound and struck the child. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A Kansas congressman running for Senate has come under attack over a 12-year-old misdemeanor criminal case and for missing votes in D.C. while treating coronavirus patients. The criticism of Congressman Roger Marshall from the 1st Congressional District came after the Wednesday night Senate debate in Wichita. Marshall sought to portray the GOP primary rival Kris Kobach as an iffy prospect for the November general election, while Kobach cited a 2008 criminal case in which the son of a Marshall business partner helped him get the charge changed from a misdemeanor reckless driving to a lesser traffic infraction. And protests in Kansas City over the death of George Floyd may lead the city to rename one of its most iconic sites, the J.C. Nichols Memorial Fountain near the Country Club Plaza. Nichols was a developer who transformed the Kansas City area in the early 1900s by building an upscale plaza and thousands of homes in well-maintained subdivisions. But he used deed restrictions to keep blacks, Jews, and other minorities from buying his homes, helping create a racially separated city that remains to this day. In response to his history, the Kansas City Parks Commission is considering removing Nichols' name from the fountain and an adjacent parkway.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle. And for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Governor Pete Ricketts says for now, Nebraska is seeing fewer new cases of the coronavirus and its hospitals are well positioned to treat patients, but that could change quickly if residents don't continue to take safety precautions. Ricketts says the state could see another uptick in virus cases due to relaxed social distancing restrictions, as well as the recent mass protests over the death of George Floyd. As of Wednesday, Nebraska officials confirmed 129 new coronavirus cases, that number trending down from the high of 677 on May 7th. Hospital capacity remained relatively strong with 38% of Nebraska's beds, 44% of its intensive care unit beds, and 80% of its ventilators still available for patients. And in the face of racial tension, the Grammy-winning band The Dixie Chicks is now going to be referred to as just The Chicks. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
KNDY.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Organizers with the annual Pony Express Festival at the Hollaburg Station State Historic Site near Hanover announced this week the annual event slated for the last Sunday in August will be suspended for this year due to the continuing virus outbreak. In a related note, the annual Pony Express Reride, which is annually held in June, is rescheduled August 26th through September 5th, eastbound from Sacramento to St. Joe. Tentative plans are to cross the Nebraska-Kansas state line late Friday evening, September 4th, around 10 p.m., passing the Hollenburg Station and Pony Express Barn in Marysville then overnight. That schedule and updates are posted on their website, nationalponyexpress.org. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Wednesday evening, east of Beatrice, near Rockford State Recreation Area. Jeff Hsu, age 56, of Beatrice, struck a deer and lost control of a motorcycle he was driving, going off the road. He was airlifted with serious injuries to a Lincoln hospital. An injury accident in Marshall County was reported last Saturday. Miranda Tormanson of Blue Rapids lost control, went off the road, and struck a tree with a vehicle rolling onto its side. She walked from the accident shortly before 2:30 a.m. and was taken by private vehicle to a local hospital. Tuesday before last, Maya Keller of Holmes City was turning from Highway 99 onto US 36 and was struck by a semi driven by Rodney Bolts of Fairview. Keller was transported to CMH in Marysville. On June 8th, Logan Miner of Marysville struck a culvert on Harvest Road near 18th Road, suffering minor injuries. Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in conjunction with Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, has issued a list of public health warnings for six Kansas lakes due to blue-green algae. The advisory further adds another six to a watch list, including Washington County State Fishing Lake. A watch means that blue-green algae have been detected and a harmful algae bloom is present or likely to develop. People are encouraged to avoid these areas of algae accumulation and keep pets and livestock away from the water. This will be the final weekend for Father Nathan Haverland, serving as pastor of St. Gregory in Marysville and St. Malachi Beatty. He's been appointed pastor at Most Pure Heart of Mary Parish at Topeka. Replacing him will be Father Quentin Schmitz, a Baileyville native, who was a classmate of Haverland. He's recently served at Burlington, Emerald, Waverly, and Westphalia. Father Anthony Chinmulli has been named pastor of Annunciation Frankfort, St. Monica, St. Elizabeth, Blue Rapids, and St. Columbkeel Blaine, where he formerly served as parochial administrator. St. John's Hanover will host their annual bazaar this Sunday with curbside pickup or local delivery of a grilled chicken or roast beef meal serving 4 until 7. Ed Henry, who is retiring as a longtime director of Twin Valley Developmental Services, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
Over the years, we developed programs as they were needed. We got the first day program started within a month of my starting, and then they grew rapidly, and then we needed housing, and we developed that. As the number of people grew, we built new houses and new apartments, and it was kind of an ongoing, I think it was 9, 10, or 11 years that we built or added a new program every year. You know, all of that was huge accomplishment.
Mike Peschel of Manhattan will replace Ed Henry. Henry's public affairs interview airs during our 7 a.m. news block Saturday.
Probably the biggest compliment that stands out is one day an elderly gentleman stopped me and he said, "You know, you did it. You really made those folks a part of our community." And to me, that was a huge compliment. It was kind of a reassurance to me that, yes, it has worked, and a lot of our folks, because of what we have done, have really become a part of the community. It's been quite a privilege to make that happen.
Walter Procipio, age 79, of Mesa, Arizona, passed away June 17. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Walter Procipio. Marjorie I. Potts, age 90, of Salina, formerly of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Potts. Jill Matthew, age 61, of Home, passed away Wednesday. Private services are planned. Visitation Saturday, 3 until 7. Family will receive friends Saturday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jill Matthew. Melba K. Coffey, age 96, of the Frankfort community, passed away June 21st. A memorial service will be planned later. That will be a private graveside service to be determined. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Melba Coffey. Marcia Hubbard, age 70, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 11 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marcia Hubbard.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weather allergy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. This afternoon, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. Winds out of the southwest around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms for tonight with a low around 67. Some of these storms could be on the strong side. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 88. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, low around 70. Sunday, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated showers and thunderstorms Sunday night with a low around 72. Monday, mostly sunny with an isolated shower thunderstorm, high near 91. Winds out of the south around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low around 71. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue, high near 90. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a scattered shower, high near 90. I'm meteorologist Emily Chipman.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local. And we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late June, 87. Recent record high, 96 in 1991. The average low, 65. Record low, 51 in 2004. Sunset this evening, 8:59. Sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m.
What a day for a daydream, goes the old song. What kind of day is good for a math test? We've got the answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 26th, the 178th day of the year. Civil War general and disputed inventor of baseball, Abner Doubleday, was born on this day in 1819. It's commonly accepted that a bright, sunny day has a positive effect on our disposition. Is there any reason we should hope for more dismal weather? According to Australian researchers, inclement conditions will improve your memory. During good weather, they say, our focus is scattered and directed outward, while somber moods induced by a gloomy day will turn our thoughts inward, sharpening our focus and helping us retain memories. So if there's something on your schedule that requires sharp mental focus, check the forecast. A good chance of rain could mean good news. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get your home in shape this summer with the help of Cromie Lumber. They have everything you need from lawn and garden tools, patio furniture, grills and accessories, and of course lumber. Cromie Lumber is also your local paint shop. Get the high quality paints without the high prices of those retail paint shops. Contractor quality premium paints and primers. Spectro color matching and computerized mixing machine to ensure good quality matches. That's Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is taking applications for machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, material handlers, supervisors, and truck drivers. Applicants must have good references, appropriate work history, and exceptional work habits. For more information on employment at Landall Corporation in Marysville, contact Melanie Ginneman or Charlene Disney. Landall Corporation of Marysville, a proud part of a proud community.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Increase your success when growing ferns indoors. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most ferns grown as houseplants are native to moist, humid forests, unlike the growing conditions in our homes. Grow ferns in bright indirect light. This is usually a few feet away from an east or west facing window or in front of one that faces north. Keep the soil slightly moist. Growing ferns in plastic containers with drainage holes helps conserve moisture while providing adequate drainage. Avoid overwatering that can be just as detrimental as allowing the soil to go too dry. Increase the humidity by placing your fern among other plants, or fill the plant saucer with pebbles and water. Set the pot on the pebbles above the water in the saucer. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plant. And only fertilize actively growing ferns in need of a nutrient boost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help.
As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's a place where the buffalo roam and herds of people come to watch them. We'll take you to a place that attracts visitors from worldwide to see the wildlife that often come right up to your car door. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Today, Custer State Park in South Dakota's Black Hills is well known for its wildlife. That wasn't the case when Governor Peter Norbeck helped establish it back in 1919.
Because with all the miners, the loggers, and everything, our native wildlife had taken a really big hit. Very well hunted, and so very low in numbers. And so he got a game preserve to start bringing those native animals back. And he reintroduced quite a bit, buffalo being one. That was one of the first ones they brought. They brought back elk, bighorn sheep.
Lydia Austin says the buffalo are the animals for which the park has become very well known.
We have about 1,500 out here. That's what we can usually range. We will auction off some every fall to keep the numbers down, so we winter about 900 of them.
To keep numbers down and to protect the health of the herd, there is a major event that takes place here each fall.
We actually round up the entire herd via horseback and vehicles. We do have the vehicles out there because buffalo can run pretty fast, and we protect our horseback riders with the vehicles, but we'll round them up. On one day, we take them from what we call our hay flats area. It's a big flat area up there, and we run them in front of about 24,000 people. They'll come out and watch it with us.
The herd is taken to the corrals where they remain for a week before each animal is examined.
We do vaccinate our calves and everything and brand them, so they're property of the state and what year they were born. And then we just check the cows if they're pregnant, everything's going okay. We'll take out, like I said, about 300 to 400 of them and auction those off beginning of November.
You can often observe the large herd as they graze in the park, with the Wildlife Loop Road taking you right by some of the prime spots the buffalo frequent. Traveling the countryside at Custer State Park, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 9:30 at Highway 99 and Charles Street at the south end of Frankfort. Selling a John Deere 3010 gas tractor. In good shape, sells the Great Bend hydraulic loader with 6-foot bucket. John Deere 2020 gas tractor, 3 sets of rear wheel weights, and a John Deere 47 loader with a 5-foot bucket. Later model John Deere A 300 utility international gas tractor. 2M, an H, and a C Farmall tractor. 79 Ford four-door, 43,000 actual miles. This car always in the garage, very good condition. 16-foot motorboat, Evinrude 70-horse motor, approximately 40 rods and reels. Antiques and collectibles include old hit-and-miss motors, Farmall H&M parts, couple of generators, power and hand tools, household items, selling 2 rings beginning at 11 a.m. This estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday begins at 9:30 at the south end of Frankfort at Highway 99 Charles Street. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. There will be an estate auction for the Schmidt Tater Trust Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 801 Frank Marshall Drive, the corner of 20th and North Streets in Marysville. Selling a 14-foot upright freezer, 19-foot bottom freezer refrigerator, modern oak curio cabinet, lazy boy recliners, leather love seat, 5-piece oak queen bedroom set, 4-piece sleep number queen bedroom set, 5 full-piece full-size bedroom set, 3 and 5 drawer chest of drawers, modern round oak table with 6 chairs, wicker patio set, wicker back chair, combination safe, metal file cabinet, exercise bike, kitchen items, car and pickup sell at 1 o'clock, including a 2006 Buick Lucerne, 25,700 miles, 86 GMC Caballero, 61,000 miles. Lawn and garden items include a rear-tine tiller, self-propelled mower, gas weeder, and electric hedge trimmer. This is state auction for the Schmidt Tater Trust. Saturday begins at 10 a.m. The corner of 20th and North Streets, 801 Frank Marshall Drive in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Fertilizers and lawn products are beneficial to grass, but they can wreak havoc in your pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If your pond has algae, your pristine yard may be the cause, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A pond in their pasture. They mow the grass in the pasture and get within about 20 feet of the water. Most of the pond has tall grass and other plants and trees around it. Some people have ponds that are located within a well-manicured lawn and mow right up to the water's edge. But if you fertilize the grass, chances are some of that fertilizer is ending up in the pond. Fisheries biologist Bob Lusk with Pond Boss Magazine says this adds nutrients to the water that it doesn't need.
Most of the time, water has plenty of nitrogen, for example, and plenty of potassium. Besides, water can absorb nitrogen from the atmosphere. So what happens is when you get excessive amounts of nitrogen, it starts to grow things you don't want in the water, especially algae. I've seen different kinds of algae show up around water areas that are adjacent to lawns that are especially over-fertilized.
He says if you fertilize the lawn correctly, the nutrients won't run off. But control also depends on the lay of the land, the soil type, and climate.
If you're in an area where you're prone to really heavy rains, big thunderstorms that bust through, like, you know, the tornado belt, for example, I think it's great to have a buffer zone around the edge of the pond. So that way, you know, you've got a 4 or 5 foot buffer area of native grasses that can catch whatever nutrients or silt or whatever tries to wash into a pond with heavy rains.
Lusk advises planting native turf grasses in the lawn beyond the buffer zone, which may reduce the need for fertilizer. If you like the well-manicured look, Lusk says it's okay to mow right up to the water's edge. Just be thoughtful about how lawn maintenance is impacting the pond's ecosystem. Find more tips for maintaining a lawn around a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
So I'll cherish. rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark
cliche that I'm sure you've heard a million times. The best things in life are free. And I would guess, like me, you'd agree with that. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. And while it's easy to say the best things in life are free, it's tougher to make that feel real. I'm sure you want what's best for you and your family. Nice clothes, a comfortable home, safe transportation. And all of those things are just fine. But when you're tempted to buy more than you need, it can turn into a never-ending cycle of purchases. Once you get that thing you wanted, there's always another one waiting in the wings. So think about the most important things in your life. They probably aren't things at all. I'm most grateful for my faith, my family, and friends. Intangible things like relationships and community. When I focus on those, the things that aren't free, well, they just don't seem as important anymore.
The pandemic seems to have spurred interest in farmland investment. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators to follow application safety best practices when using foliar pesticide products this season. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
If a pesticide is potentially harmful to bees, the label is going to list all the precautions that need to be taken during its application. So, for example, a label may not allow application to blooming crops or even weeds when bees are foraging in or around the treated area. Before applying pesticides, be aware of that crop's bloom stage and how attractive it is to pollinators. To avoid exposing pollinators to pesticides, the application timing on the label related to the blooming stage of the crop and any other plants in the area needs to be strictly observed.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Agriculture has certainly been knocked about by the coronavirus, but not farmland values. Ag America is a farm real estate lender in Lakeland, Florida, and its CEO is Brian Philpott.
We've had so much institutional money come into the agricultural space looking to buy farmland over the last 10 years, and they're buying it at high prices, expecting lower returns than what a farmer would. And that money remains out there that provides a sort of the net. The values aren't going to fall below a certain point with all of that capital out there.
Philpott acknowledges that many farmers have taken a financial beating.
There's a lot of pain out there, different parts of the country and the world. But farmers, at least we're not running a cruise ship. We produce something in the farm industry that people have to have. It's vital to our nation. It's an absolutely essential sector that needs to be strong. And farmers are resilient. So I know that this is going to pass. And as we come out of it, I look forward to what I think will be a strong 2021.
Learn more at agamerica.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Tim Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as another check-in with our 2020 Summer Harvest Updates. Harvest Updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters.
Kyler Miller-Shasky, who farms near Lakin in Kearney and Wichita counties, reports that harvest began June 22nd. Their wheat is yielding in the mid-30 bushels per acre, and test weights are about 60 pounds per bushel. Protein has been variable at 9 to 12%. He says they aren't as far into harvest as they'd like to be, but they are moving quickly and should be wrapped up by the middle of next week. They missed out on some of the rains, receiving only up to 5 inches during the growing season, well below their average of 18 inches per year. Jeff Boyd from Garden City Co-op in Finney County says harvest has gotten off to a slow start, officially beginning for them on June 23rd, with a few early loads before that. Their Dighton area received rain last weekend, but there was less moisture south in their Garden City and Ulysses locations. Typically, harvest begins in their Ulysses location, then Garden City, and then Dighton. Stafford County farmer John Hildebrand reports that his wheat is yielding just as expected in the low 50s. His wheat was ready to cut on June 16th, but the moisture was too high. He then received 5 inches of rain over the weekend, which dropped his test weights to 59 pounds per bushel. Protein is below average. Paul Penner, who farms near Hillsboro in Marion County, reports that he is just a couple of days into harvest. He received almost 2 inches of rain last week, which made his fields wet and muddy. Now that they've dried out, he is seeing average yields of 50 to 60 bushels per acre. However, due to the dry, hot weather and strong winds during grain fill, he estimates that his area probably lost up to 10 bushels per acre during that time.
Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete...
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley backed off a claim that the EPA is right in waiting for an Energy Department review to reactivate oil refiner biofuel waivers instead of dismissing them outright based on a federal court ruling. Well, first, Grassley defended EPA simply receiving 52 gap waiver petitions from spot oil refiners for the years going back to 2011 while the DOE reviews them.
What energy has to do is a technical determination of whether or not the economics are such that these are legitimate requests for waivers, and then EPA makes the final decision.
But when challenged that EPA should dismiss the retroactive waiver petition outright, after a federal court ruled they can only go to refiners who receive continuous extensions of earlier waivers, Grassley conceded.
What you say makes sense to me, but I don't... Then maybe I shouldn't have said to you, you're getting a cart before the horse, because just what you told me, citing the 10th Circuit, I'd have to say you're right.
Well, Grassley said recently EPA would lose again in court and ask for President Trump's support in the Midwest if it approves the gap year waivers. The EPA approved 85 timely waivers over 3 years worth 4 billion gallons or more than 1.4 billion bushels of corn. Grassley, meanwhile, took on another controversial issue. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro's comments to Fox that it was later walked back. The Phase 1 China deal, a key for U.S. agriculture, is over.
The president ought to put a bunch of cotton in Navarro's mouth. I mean, he makes those statements, the stock market goes down 400%, and the president's got to respond. So just put a sock in his mouth. And don't let him speak publicly.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk more about America's farmers and their hard work to feed the American population and many other countries around the world. But before that, if you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains. Coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the green rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. So call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flora.com. That's FLURA.com. We have always known that American farmers are generous and thoughtful and concerned people, and we've certainly experienced that during the COVID-19 outbreak and the separation of some of our food supply chain. So Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue last week announced that USDA will extend the contracts of select vendors from the first round of the Farmers to Families Food Box program. The secretary said these extensions are a testament to the great work done by these vendors in support of American agriculture and the American people. He went on to say they are also a testament that the program is accomplishing what we intended, supporting U.S. farmers and distributors and getting food to those who need it most. It's a real trifecta, said Secretary Perdue. Farmers and distributors and getting food to those who need it most. And he said, we call it a win-win-win situation. USDA is exercising this option to extend contracts for current distributors for the next performance period, which would be July 1st to August 30th, for up to $1.16 billion of food. The decision to extend current contractors was determined based on their performance since May 15th of this year. Some vendors were extended without any adjustment to their delivery amounts, while others' amounts or locations were adjusted based on their demonstrated ability to perform or at the vendor's request. And the secretary went on to say, as he announced the extension, in line with our commitment to oversight, these extensions continue to require audits to ensure that food safety plans are being followed. 100% U.S. grown and raised food is being procured and delivered, and food products meet all of USDA's high quality standards. The government chose not to extend some vendors' contracts, either in part because of concerns brought up during audits or for performance challenges. And additionally, some contracts were not extended at the vendor's request. But again, as we've seen with farmers who are giving away milk, farmers who are giving away some livestock so that it can be converted to food to meet the needs of people who have a shortage of food at their house. And that's why I keep saying farmers are not only thoughtful people, but they are generous people as well. Nothing they hate more than to cull livestock or plow crops under. So that program will continue. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
Oldie Dairy of Lynn has been family-owned since 1955, producing nearly 14,000 gallons of wholesome milk a day and quality cows for three generations. Their mission is to create a safe and prosperous environment for their employees and the 1,400 cattle they care for. Oldie Dairy is committed to preserving natural resources and helping the community they love. For more information, give Oldie Dairy and Lynn a call at 348-5697.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
When you raise crops, timing matters. Instead of using a calendar, manage planting and pest control with Growing Degree Days on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Ignore the crop planting calendar and focus on Growing Degree Days. This method measures accumulations of heat required for insects and plants to flourish. Len Koop is the Associate Director of the Integrated Plant Protection Center at Oregon State University and works with a website that collects data from thousands of weather stations around the U.S. He uses the information to calculate degree days, which is the average temperature of a given day minus a temperature threshold.
If today's average temperature was 65 and the threshold is 50, that's like saying, well, nothing really happens below 50 degrees for certain insects, let's say. So the average temperature, 65 minus 50, equals 15. So that would be 15 growing degree days.
Degree days can give you a lot of information, such as when the pest you're trying to control is at its most vulnerable or when your plants will flower. Koop says counting degree days to an event takes away a lot of guesswork, especially when temperatures differ from year to year. As an example, let's say certain insect eggs will hatch after 400 degree days rather than sometime in March or April.
If we calculate and accumulate degree days, let's say after January 1st, every year, and we get the 400 mark, and the research has shown us that that's when this event happens, like the eggs hatch or the trees bloom, then we can predict pretty close to when something's going to happen from year to year.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about Growing Degree Days at agriculture.com.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, it is still a mostly mixed to slightly lower day pretty much all across the ag commodities. We'll look at the livestock as we still see June live cattle up 27 cents to 94.45, but weaker from there on. August down a dime to 95.97. Nothing but red for the feeder cattle once again. August feeders down 40 cents to 132.85. September's down 67 to 133.82. And still a triple-digit loss for lean hogs today. July hogs down 177 to 45.15, with August at 48.05. That is down a 327 mark on the day. Into the grains, we are seeing a now double-digit loss. Sharp losses for the wheat complex. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all down. July KC wheat's down 11 and a half to 418 and a quarter. September sitting at 425 and three quarters. That's down
12 cents on the day. Looking into the oil seeds here briefly, again, still mostly red numbers with July down 3 3/4 to 865 3/4. August at 862 a bushel, that's down 4.5. We'll take a look at the soy meal sharply lower, down a full 3 to 282.50, and soybean oil down 32 points to 27.22. Corn complex today is back into the red, slightly lower, down a 0.25 cent to 317 a bushel. And September corn also down a penny to 319.5. Cotton complex today also a bit weaker. Currently July cotton down 151 points to 60.30. A look at the stock markets here at the midday mark. We see the Dow Jones sliding 544 points to 25,200. The S&P's down 52 to 3,031. And the NASDAQ down 159 to 9,857. Energy markets today are mostly lower as well. June gold is trading up $2.60 to $17.64.70. Silver's up 20 cents to $18.08 an ounce. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications. And
we've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.